This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
We spoke earlier in the week about a tipster on Reddit helping the investigators in the Brown University shooting and the MIT shooting find the suspect. And I know also in Clayton, they are still, I believe, looking for any tips or help regarding the anti-Semitic hate crime that happened months ago. And so with that in mind, we wanted to talk to someone about what is it like fielding tips from the public? How do you sift through these things? And joining us now is Corporal Jennifer Schwartz, Community Services and Public Information Officer with the Clayton Police Department. Corporal Schwartz, thank you so much for joining us today.
Good morning, and thank you for having me.
Just to make sure I got that information correct, someone set some cars on fire and posted some anti-Semitic, I think, graffiti on the road in Clayton months ago. And are you guys still looking for that person?
That is correct. We are still actively trying to identify this person so that we can hold them accountable.
And what has that, just for the layman, what does that process look like? How do you... Do tips come in waves? Do they peter out after a while? And how do you sift through them?
So each investigation is going to be unique. And I won't get into the specifics about how many leads we've had in this investigation because it is still ongoing. Mm-hmm. But our investigators have been working this incident since it was first reported. So August 5th, just after 3 a.m., once we had officers on scene and realized what type of crime had been committed, our detective bureau was immediately assigned to start trying to figure out who was responsible for this, and so that we could hold them accountable.
So when you do get tips, how do you know when to put some of the information you've received out there versus holding back so that it doesn't inform or taint any other of the tips that you're getting in? Like, how do you balance that?
It really is a decision that's made based on each individual investigation. In this case, we did have some surveillance footage that showed our suspect outside of the victim's home. And what we were more concerned on was using the images from that footage to try to identify that person. So we specifically put out the images of that individual, and we're continuing to circulate those images. We are not showing images of the graffiti that was written. It is our practice not to perpetuate the hate speech that's involved. But we did decide that we would release information and images of the vehicles and the damage that was caused. It really is a case-by-case determination and what's going to generate the most interest in the case as far as the public is concerned, but also is not going to compromise the investigation in the long run.
What is the best way for someone to contact you guys if they do think they might have some information regarding, you know, this case or any case?
So if it's a Clayton case, you can always contact our Clayton Detective Bureau, and you can contact us in person or by phone. In this particular case, though, you can also submit tips through the FBI via the tips.fbi.gov website or call 1-800-CALL-FBI. And we also work with St. Louis Regional Crime Stoppers. If you're wanting to submit a tip anonymously, that could be the route that you decide to take.
Well, I know that hate crimes are investigated by the FBI. That's in their purview. But when do you or how do you know if you might need FBI assistance? Is it a sort of thing where you reach out to them? Do they contact you? How does that partnership work?
We did reach out to them. And basically, it's dependent on the reach of the case, but also what sort of resources we may need. We have a partnership with the FBI, and they've been part of this investigation from the beginning as well. However, this remains a Clayton Police Department investigation. They are assisting the investigation.
I don't know, you know, how much you would know about a case like the Brown University shooting, which was also the MIT shooting, and how a tipster put the information up on Reddit saying, hey, I saw this guy, you know, in the bathroom. He was acting suspiciously. Someone needs to look into it. When you have a case that's that big, that's getting nationwide attention, how you think they're getting flooded with potential tips from the public? Like, is it difficult to sift through that?
It certainly could be. We have been searching social media from the beginning. This case did garner some international attention. So really, it's the job of our investigators to take each lead and look into it to determine whether or not this is a valid tip or something that we need to move on from. So every lead that we get, though, is taken seriously. It is very time consuming. Our detectives are meticulous, and there's never been a point in this investigation that they have not been actively working this case.
Well, Corporal Jennifer Schwartz, Community Service and Public Information Officer with the Clayton Police Department, thank you so much for your time this morning. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
That is Corporal Jennifer Schwartz. So again, you know, if you have any information regarding the hate crime that took place back in August, as she mentioned, you can contact the Clayton Police Department or the FBI tip line.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.